Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And related to that, for the last minutes of the program today, we're going to launch this week's edition of our 30 Issues election series. Our question this week, issue 25, is the economy rigged? Is the economy rigged? And so let's start it off with your own stories, and then we'll get into some history. We'll get into political analysis later in the week. But the question is right now, is the economy rigged against you and your family? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We want to hear your personal stories, because this is going to be one of the big things in the debate tonight. It's officially one of the categories, not rigged, but how to bring about more American prosperity. And they'll certainly talk about income inequality with respect to that, I'm sure. So let's put some of this on the table, folks. You know that all the candidates this year, the major ones, meaning really Clinton, Sanders, and Trump primarily, have been saying the economy is rigged in various ways. Gary Johnson and Jill Stein say it too, though they're very, very different as a Green Party candidate and a Libertarian. But they all say the economy is rigged. So let's put those stories on the table as we head through this week to figure out what kinds of policies, actual policies, might actually unrig the economy and recreate a level playing field that benefits more Americans. How has the economy been rigged against you or your family specifically? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Remember this guy and how he put it?
Millions of Americans are giving up on the political process. And they're giving up on the political process because they understand the economy is rigged. They are working longer hours for lower wages. They're worried about the future of their kids. And yet, almost all new income and wealth is going to the top 1%. Not what America is supposed to be about.
Bernie Sanders, the top 1%. Not what America is supposed to be about, getting all the economic growth or the lion's share of it. If that's happening because you think the economy has been rigged in some way for them against you, let's hear your story when we come back from this break. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. WNYC. It's our 30 Issues election series. Issue 25, the economy is or isn't rigged against regular folks. Part one today, some of your personal stories. Morris in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Morris.
Hi, I'm really fuming. I invented something which I believe is a great product. My lawyer believes it's a great product, but he's advising me that it's the kind of item that corporations will immediately steal a copy, and that I would have to spend tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to protect myself. Now, he's telling me that the corporations went to Congress to change the laws several years ago in order for them to do this.
So this will be interesting for us to, I think, look into in a separate segment in the future. But you're saying, as a patent seeker, as a small guy inventor, the corporations make it harder for you to get a patent than for them?
Not make it harder, but they could steal. Once they see the patent applications, once they observe it, they will copy it. And I will have to fight. They'll make one slight little change. I will have to fight them, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, which I don't have,
to protect what you actually invented and they just tweaked. Morris, thank you very much. John in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi. I think the tragedy of this election, because
tell me about your personal case. Do you have one? I'm trying to find those ideally.
No, the question was, is the economy rigged? And it is rigged. But the direction of this campaign doesn't really underscore it.
John, thank you very much. Let's see if Lynn in Marlboro has a story of how the economy was rigged against her. I think so. Lynn, hi.
Hi, Brian. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. I retired in 2008, and my husband and I, we saved our money. We have no debt, and we relied on certain interests. I mean, actually, my first day of retirement was the day they voted on the TARP bailout. But in any event, you know, it's zero interest now. And I think it's a consequence of what the banks did to the economy. You know, not they weren't alone in it, but resulting in this forever zero interest rate. And I'm a saver, and I'm getting punished.
That certainly is a conscious decision that they've made to disadvantage people who are living on fixed incomes. If they thought they could have, you know, for a long time in this country, assumed 5% bank interest as normal thing without taking any risk in the stock market, well, that interest rate is about zero now. So, Lynn, thank you very much. That's one way the economy is rigged, and is it worth the trade-off in the long run is a real question. Nora in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nora.
How you doing?
Good. You feel that you have a personal story about how the economy is rigged against you?
Yes. Well, you know, I'm currently a college student, and, you know, I'm already up to my head in debt. And I'm over here, again, with this fixed economy, you know, just a young kid, 20 years old, living in an apartment, you know, paying bills. And here I am paying just interest, you know, and I got like a 30-year to 40-year plan to pay this thing off. And how can I start my life when I have the craziest, you know, interest on my student loan, you know?
What's the rig part about it, do you think?
I wouldn't say it's rigged. I would say it's like this. Since the, you know, our founding fathers wanted to fight against this Federal Reserve type system where money is printed for next to nothing and the citizens are being, you know, taxed and interested almost 20 times what it's being printed worth, you know? I wouldn't say it's rigged. I'd say it's been set up like this for a long time now.
Nora, thank you very much. Shahid in Bed-Stuy are on WNYC. Hi, Shahid.
Hey, how are you? And greeting to the family. I agree that the system is rigged, and it is rigged on the basis of class and demographics. My personal example, which for me demonstrate that this is true. I used to work with GS8 at 26 Federal Plaza. I was there as a carpenter's helper. I took an exam. I took a application and qualified by passing a review of mechanics for a journeyman mechanic position, which would be a 9. I was turned down by someone who was not even in the trades. So I rejected. I rebelled. Another person came, a white guy came, and he got the job. I was then instructed to train this white guy in the skills that I have, and I refused to do so.
So you're talking about racism in the system in particular in your story.
And I heard on your show about working class family wages for white men, and that was an example of how that was. I was a family man. I had a family, wife and children, just like this white guy did. But they gave him the opportunity to make a wage that would be comparable to supporting his family, and they relegated me to a menial wage.
Sure.
And I think that's an example of how this system is rigged against certain demographics, Africans and Latinos and non-white people.
Shahid, thank you very much. Certainly leveling the playing field has a long way to go racially, even this long after slavery and official segregation. And we'll see if they address that tonight in any specific. Donald Trump keeps saying, what have you got to lose? You know, the whole litany of horribles that goes along with that. Let's see if they push him to come up with any specifics. Clinton in Plain. Do I have that right? Your name is Clinton and you're in Plain, New Jersey?
Wayne, yes.
Oh, you're in Wayne. Ah, hi.
How are you doing today?
Good.
As I was talking to the handler, I'm 31 years old and trying to go back to school, and I'm currently living with my elderly grandmother trying to take care of her as well. And so in my efforts to go back to school, I was instructed to apply for a FAFSA, the Federal Student Aid form. And even though I was employed, making $30,000 a year maybe, I was denied any grants, any scholarships for my situation, and was told that my only hope of getting any aid was through student loans, which have their rates of return is through the roof. And just last week, you know, I'm trying to get on top of my debt situation. So I go on a Credit Karma app and try and find out what liens are against me. And I see that the student loan is one of them, obviously. But I try and pay a low-level one just to try and, you know, clean up my act and get back on my feet. And I realized that my credit score dropped 15% overnight because I missed one payment on my student loans.
And that's just the kind of thing that the banks lobbied very hard to get into the law. So it's actually a good example of how many people consider the economy to be rigged for the powerful who have all that lobbying clout. And Clinton, you get the last word on this. His name is Clinton. Clinton and Trump will get their words on this. We'll see how they both address student debt, I hope, tonight. And remember, our debate coverage starts at 8 o'clock tonight. I'll anchor the pregame show, if you will, at 8 o'clock, and then live coverage of the debate at 9 here on WNYC.